As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, more birth certificates being posted. Wow. Anyway, there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday day, April the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. When we can find them and where we can find them, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Already active going there. Boy, the links are falling in quickly. Jump in line there. Pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, via bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, H-O-S-T, at centurytel1l.net, centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast this morning. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found together with our chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Precious Metals traverse a narrow band that had the FOMC minutes released. Everybody's waiting for Benjamin Shalom Bernanke to speak this afternoon. The U.S. dollar index limped. We'll talk about all of that in the market report this morning. BP books big profits on surge in crude prices. We'll go there as well. Debt-to-revenue debate continues. Of course, we might discuss Barry the Usurper's birth certificate. Apparently, there's more on that. United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development. Perhaps we'll even get back into legal positivism in American jurisprudence today. But let's go into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, found gold trading up $2 at $1,509.10. A troy ounce. That's right, $1,509.10 for gold this morning. Silver up 2 cents at $45.62 an ounce. Silver up two at $45.62. Platinum up $5 at $1,809. And palladium virtually flat at $752. The lows and the highs in the spot market this morning, very narrow band, $1,503.10 for a low, $1,510.80 for a high. But at $1,509.10, your gold was up $356.10 an ounce for a 30.88% return on your investment year to year. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,508. It's been trading just a bit above that. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged at 1,229.64 metric tons at their electronic treasury has fell at $59 billion.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Getting underway right now for the first hour of today's two-hour extravaganza. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, my name is William Roberts, all right? Not Barry Satoru. Anyway, big spike this morning and the gold price is up another $9, but we'll come back to that in a moment. Let's go through our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, this is an hour ago. A recap for those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break. The gold up $2 at $1,509.10 a troy ounce. Silver up 2 cents at $45.62. Platinum up $5 at $18.09. And palladium about flat at $752 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, big day in the Dow, closed up 116, all in the green here at 12,595, setting some new records or all-time highs or something like that, if you pay attention to that. The NASDAQ up 22 at 2848, and the S&P closed up 12 at 1347. Crude oil this morning off 3 cents at $112.18. Say it again there, Willie. $112.18 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are in the Cushing, Oklahoma area. The U.S. dollar index this morning, almost unchanged, up one basis point, 0.01% at 73.79. Will it get down to 71.18? Some think it will. Foreign exchange rates this morning based upon this flat USDX, the Canadian loonie, off 9 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The Mexican peso bumps up 7 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents apiece. Their multiplier there is 11 6.5695 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning up 13 basis points at $1.47. Will the euro falter? Will it go down to $1.18? Maybe. We'll see how that all works out. The British pound up 63 basis points at $1.66 against the U.S. dollar. And that Swiss franc this morning off 46 basis points, yet still exchanges well above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.14 U.S. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, your bonded indebtedness, is 0.68%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.35%, and the 30-year Treasuries yield is 4.42%. The mortgage market this morning, your fixed-rate mortgages, moving down just a fuzzy bit from last month, where they were 4.03%, to this morning at 3.97% for those 15-year fixed-rate mortgages, and the 30-year, likewise, moving down from 4.82 a month ago to 4.76 this morning. A prime rate stands at 3.25% and holding, and your gold-to-silver ratio at these spot prices, 33.08 ounces of silver will pick you up and bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's jump over here and look at the AM Kitco Metals Roundup off of Kitco.com's website. Jim Wyckoff writing this, COMEX gold and silver futures prices are trading modestly higher Wednesday morning as the marketplace awaits with keen interest the first ever press conference following the U.S. Monetary Policy Setting Federal Open Market Committee meeting on Wednesday afternoon. The precious metals are also seeing a corrective rebound following selling pressure on Tuesday. COMEX June gold last traded up $6 and an ounce at $1,509.50. Spot gold last traded up $1.90 at $1,509.50. And May COMEX silver traded up 39.5 cents an ounce at $45.45 an ounce. Traders are anxiously awaiting Wednesday afternoon's conclusion of the latest meeting of the two-day U.S. Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the FOMC, which began on Tuesday morning. After the meeting, Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, will hold a first-ever press conference to discuss the meeting and the Fed's monetary policy. And everybody's going to be hanging on every comma, semicolon, and conjunction, I'm sure. The reason for the keen marketplace interest in Bernanke's post-FOMC remarks is that traders really don't know what to expect from the Fed chief. Hell, what's new about that? None of us do. If his mouth is moving, he's lying, and when he's quiet, he's stealing. You just take that one to the bank. He will get grilled by the press on inflation prospects and the Fed quantitative easing policy. Some traders even reckon that Bernanke could say something awkward that could roil some markets. All right, so he might say something awkward. I don't know, whatever it might be. But anyway, this ought to be interesting, you know, with Shalom in front of the media. That should be interesting. And it'll come up today, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the marketplace this morning, the counter day calendar shows for this morning the mortgage bankers purchase apps. Yesterday, of course, after the broadcast began, we had the consumer confidence report, State Street investor confidence, and so on. Today, we've got durable good order, the EIA petroleum status report, of course, the FOMC meeting announcement. Then tomorrow, we'll start off with the gross domestic product, jobless claims. Elizabeth Duke from the Fed is going to speak. Pending home sales will be out tomorrow. The natural gas report will be out. Then on Friday, they've got the personal income outlays up, employment cost index, and the Chicago PMI, and the consumer sentiment be the last thing we'll be able to talk about. Bernanke is also going to speak again on Friday. So we'll see how all that goes. Let's go into the calendar. This from EconoDay's website, Consumer Confidence. Talked a little bit about this yesterday. The consumer's assessment of the jobs market improved substantially, pointing to strength for the April employment data, but holding back the conference board's report is a no better than mixed assessment of future conditions. Still, they say, buying plans are up and inflation expectations have moderated, indicating that the effects of the price shock in oil may be limited. So some people in this country are not concerned that they're having to spend $3 or $4 a gallon to get your gasoline or diesel in the tank so that you can motivate between work and home and elsewhere. This is another one, State Street Investment Confidence Index. Let's see how they look at it. Confidence among institutional investors fell slightly in April to a 97.0. These are just numbers on somebody's chart now. Down 0.3 from a revised March reading and below the 100. needed to indicate demand for safety. Levels are just below 100 in Asia and the U.S., with Europe sampling, reflecting sovereign debt issues, especially pessimistic at 73.2. The report notes that that inflows into emerging markets are slowing and no longer offsetting outflows from developed markets. And so if you think about it from the standpoint of emerging, I guess we could say backwards or backwardized countries, and developing, well, you know, there's kind of a flow back and forth, and they're not saying much. It's kind of like a tide. Your money flows south, their money and products come north, then it goes the other way, and back and forth it goes. Mortgage Bankers Association applications, a rush to secure FHA loans ahead of a premium increase in prior weeks made for a big 13.6% drop in purchase applications. Well, when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. You could have blamed it on the wind, the rain, the tornadoes, you name it, anything would do. But anyway, as I can see here, the there was a drop in mortgage applications. Fewer people sitting down at the negotiating table and signing up for a loan. Here's the durable goods orders, all these again off the Econoday website. Manufacturing regained some of its luster with today's durable report. New factory orders for durables, that'd be like your washing machines and things like that, table saws, durable goods, surged 2.5% in March after rising a revised 0.7% the month before. So it's up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So back into the news basket again. You know, when Benny speaks, the economists listen. Some other people take note as well. But this off of the iMarketNews.com website, Singapore, new news. The U.S. dollar maintained its gains on the yen in Asian session on Wednesday as the market responded to a Japan ratings outlook downgrade, but was also near session's low against other major currencies like the Australian dollar after higher than expected Australian consumer price data. The U.S. currency started the day in a fairly narrow range against the most major currencies. Wow, I'm starting to get their lingo down a little bit here. Anyway, as the market waited for tonight's Federal Open Market Committee rate decision, and Chairman Ben Bernanke's news conference, quote, "This meeting will be important in maintaining the weak tone for the U.S. dollar for the rest of the second quarter." All right, let me say that again. This meeting will be important in maintaining the weak tone for the U.S. dollar for the rest of the second quarter. They're looking for a weak dollar. Of course, there was another article I could have pulled up about Timmy Geithner not wanting a weak dollar. These guys have cognitive dissonance like you wouldn't believe. The next FOMC meeting will be held on June the 22nd, a little more than a week before the Fed completes its second round of Treasury purchases. But if you all recall, Benny Shalom is only going to do four of these press conferences a year. He probably won't be speaking following the June 22nd. We'll see. Dollar-yen initially lost some ground as early market participants took aim at U.S. dollar stop-loss sell orders, driving the pair down to an 81.27 low. The same attempt was in pairs like the Aussie dollar, which broke $1.08 for the first time and traded at an early high of $1.08.15 as the Aussie bulls took aim at rumored stop-losses above. And it just continues. Given the speed with which major psychological levels have given way over the holiday weekend, few will be in any mood to speculate what the high might be in coming sessions, said Westpac Bank analyst. However, traders are likely to grow more nervous about being short the U.S. dollar as the day progresses. So we'll see what's up with all of that. Here's another one off Bloomberg this time. Scott Landman, Alex Tansey writing yesterday late. Fed extended period pledge may end in 2011, economists say. All right? So we've been hearing all of this nonsense about, you know, oh gosh, they're going to keep the interest rates down forever and ever and ever. Nothing's going to change. And there will be no inflation and we're out of the recession, right? It's all over, folks. You know, just go back to shopping. Well, this article puts a little bit different spin on that. Federal Reserve officials will probably prepare to pull back from record stimulus by dropping a pledge this year to hold the main interest rate near zero for an extended period. Of course, we'll just have to deal with the inflation. You cannot throw all of these trillions into existence off the end of a printing press and not see inflation. Interest rates are going to have to go up if they want to keep it from going hyperbolic. 33 of the 44 economists surveyed sent to a central bank will remove the two-word phrase from its post-meeting statement. See what I'm saying? They hang on every word. They comb over this stuff. They're looking for every comma. They want every semicolon and every word and phrase. Well, will they do it? Will they drop the extended period from their dialogue? Maybe. Find out. The Fed may wait until 2012 to announce sales of mortgage or treasury securities it bought to reduce borrowing costs, with 26 respondents expecting a plan next year, according to the survey conducted from April the 20th to April the 25th. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, who gives his first press conference today after a meeting of policymakers, has signaled that he wanted to ensure the U.S. economy has achieved self-sustaining growth. Okay? Anyway, there's that. Let me jump over here and pull this one up. I just see a hot link. I want to grab it. And see. Yep, here it is. Geithner says the U.S. will never weaken the dollar to gain an advantage in trade. All right? So you got on one side, one mouth saying this, on the other side, saying that. Well, let's hear this one. Rebecca Christie and Ian Kotz writing this yesterday for Bloomberg. Treasury Secretary Timmy Little Timmy, the Pilgrim, Little Timmy, Pilgrim Society. Geithner today reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to a strong dollar. I wonder if this is a wedding present being sent over to the Bank of London. Anyway, and said the country won't weaken the currency to gain an advantage over its trading partners. Our policy has been and always will be, at least as long as I'm in this job, that a strong dollar is in our interest as a country, as the dollar hemorrhages and drops lower and lower. Anyway, Geithner said in remarks at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, CFR, Pilgrim Society, Little Timmy, yeah, he's got a basket all right. But we will never embrace a strategy of trying to weaken our currency to try to gain economic advantage. Geithner's comments in response to a question about the dollar's recent recline show his efforts to reassure investors that the U.S. will restore long-term economic growth and stability. The Treasury chief said the U.S. must earn investor confidence over time and said there's a fundamental trust in the U.S. ability to cope. All right. So anyway, we'll find out more about old Timmy here as the day wears on. Maybe he's going to be right about the things he's saying, and maybe he won't be right. But let's go back to this one, pick up the other article right where we left it off. Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, blah, 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 gives his first press conference, dropping down a little bit. They're trying to walk this path, given all the economic uncertainties between people who want to stay very, very easy and people who want to tighten up the grips pretty quickly. Right? Kind of an interesting vernacular going on here, said John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo Securities, LLC. You got people who want to be very, very easy. You know, that's like a quick date in the back of your 57 Chevrolet, very, very easy. And those that want to tighten up the grips pretty quickly, you know, the one that wants a ring before she goes any further. The Federal Open Market Committee will release its statement at 12:30 p.m. in Washington at the end of a two-day meeting. After prior meetings, the FOMC released the statement at 2:15 p.m. Instead, the Bernanke is scheduled at that time to meet the press.
Wow.
And the Fed will release economic projections of policymakers 3 weeks earlier than its practice since 2007. Well, we're going to have breaking ground today, folks. Hang on. Anyway, and as planned, economists expect little change in the FOMC statement today compared with its post-meetings comments on March the 15th. The Fed will probably confirm that its $600 billion of Treasury purchases, dubbed QE2 for the second round of quantitative easing, will end as planned in June. And it continues, and it's a lengthy article. You might want to take a look at it. Jumping over the pond, let's take a look at Barclays Capital's profit drops by 33%. Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, can you say Rothschilds? Yeah, yeah, we can. By Gavin Finch, writing for Bloomberg, today's news, early. Barclays PLC, the United Kingdom's third largest bank by assets, said that pre-tax profit at its Barclays Capital Investment Banking unit declined by 33%. Wonder how hard they had to push those 11s to get them to line up in threes, huh? 33rd degree Masons, 33rd degree decline. Well, anyway, it's a good number. If you're looking for a number, this one will work. After revenue from fixed income currencies and commodities trading fell in a challenging market. Been pretty challenging, all right. The unit, run by Jerry Del Mizier and Rick Ricky. Ricky, I'm home. Is that you, Lucy? Reported a 15% drop in revenue to £3.28 billion in the 3 months prior to March the 31st against the same period last year, while pre-tax profit fell by a third to £982 million. Anyway, it continues. I always get so dejected and disappointed when I hear about all these billions that these guys are raking each year, and I'm still paying for my own telephone connection. Well, okay.
Talk radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I'm back into this article again, a little bit longer here. Barclays Capital was clearly disappointing in terms of top-line revenue, said Cormac Leach, an analyst at Canaccord Genuity Limited in London, who has a buy rating on the stock. Expect Barclays to underperform today. Well, I guess I don't have to feel so bad about underperforming. If Barclays Capital can underperform, I suppose so can I. BP, on the other side of this coin, says profits fall after selling fields to pay for the Gulf spill. I remember all of that as Macondo gently weeps down there in the deathbed of the Deepwater Horizon. Right. All right. Here's the article. Brian Swint writing this for today. News. BP PLC, Europe's second biggest oil producer, said profit declined 4% in the first quarter as output dropped. The company booked an extra $400 million charge related to last year's Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Get your calculators out, Dorothy, because there's a lot of math to do on this one. Excluding one-time items and inventory changes, earnings fell to $5.37 billion from $5.6 billion a year earlier. BP was expected to earn $5.6 billion on this basis, according to the mean estimate of seven analysts. That's pretty mean, all right. Surveyed by Bloomberg. Production dropped 11% after the sale of more than $24 billion of assets to help pay for the disaster. Oh, yeah. Just keep your calculators and pencils handy, though. Chief Executive Officer Robert Dudley is targeting higher growth exploration, to reverse a 30% drop in BP's share price since the spill. They keep calling it a spill, as if somebody had knocked over their cup of coffee. With Brent crude up, now here's the numbers, more than 30% in the past year, BP has signed deals in India and is seeking to salvage a threatened 7.8 billion share swap and exploration pact with OAO Rosneft in Russia. Now, 30% crude price, Brent crude price increase in the past year, up 30%. The upstream business was weaker than people thought, and they're suffering from the loss of high-margin Gulf of Mexico barrels, said Alistair Symee, an analyst at Citigroup, Inc. in London. Quote, it might take years to see the benefits of the greater focus on exploration, quote, but it's the right thing to do. Well, BP is the first of the world's biggest oil companies to report earnings. Royal Dutch Shell is due to release results tomorrow, as is ExxonMobil Corporation, the world's largest company by market value. Now, higher oil prices. The net income rose 17% to $7.12 billion, or 37 cents a share. Then it drops down a little. The London-based company said in a statement, revenue climbed to $88.31 billion from $74.42 billion, boosted by higher oil prices. BP rose 0.8% to 468 pence, blah, 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 blah. Now go back up and look at the top. And it says that they had profit declining of 4% in the fourth quarter. However, the price of crude went up 30%. There's a 26% differential in there that we might want to pay attention to. BP took an additional $400 million charge for spill expenses, bringing the total provision to $41.3 billion. Output fell to the equivalent of 3.58 million barrels a day, right? Their output, 3.58 million barrels a day. So you take that 3.58 million barrels a day and multiply that times $112.18, reflecting that 30% bump up in the price of crude, and you're using Brent crude here for the margin, so you'll have to change the price to Brent from U.S. crude, and you'll see that there's a whole gob and a bunch of money laying out there. So before we start wringing our hankies, let's realize that BP still has us over the barrel. The Gulf of Mexico drilling ban, higher maintenance in the North Sea and Angola, and a disruption to the Trans-Alaska pipeline system also contributed to the drop. Of course, the Trans-Alaska pipeline was originally designed by Moa and others to carry three pipes, and we've only had two. My understanding is right. Those saddles that we were designing at the onset of that pipeline, I was up there in Alaska working in Fairbanks for R&M Engineering and Geological Survey. If you want to check that out, you can. Anyway, BP had quite a swing, in volumes with a big impact from high margin areas in the Gulf of Mexico, which is why upstream underperformed, said Jason Kenney, an analyst at ING Wholesale Banking in Edinburgh. Dudley's slim-to-grow strategy is good, but they still got to go through a transition phase before we can start seeing earnings progress. I guess, you know, if we read enough of these articles, one of these days we'll understand what the H it is they're talking about. Congress, another one here, this one by Richard Rubin. I don't know if he's any relation to the other Rubens. Might be. Congress wrangles with taxman's take in the U.S. deficit reduction talks. Congress wrangles with taxman's take. The taxman's take? That would be the Internal Revenue Service, wouldn't it? In the U.S. deficit reduction talks. Well, here's the article. Congress will return from its spring recess next week, like a bunch of children, insane children and adolescents running the factory here. Congress will return from its spring recess next week to debate just how large a tax burden Americans can and should shoulder. How much more of a tax burden are you willing to shoulder this morning? How much more of a tax burden can you shoulder? It's an issue at the core of the discussion about reducing the U.S. budget deficit. Many Republicans, determined to prevent tax increases, say federal revenues shouldn't exceed 18 or 19% of the gross domestic product. I can tell you my domestic product is pretty gross. The nation's total output. Senate Republicans have offered a constitutional amendment that would cap the federal take below 17%. Just think about how long it would take to accomplish a constitutional amendment as everything goes down the Johnny Bowl. Barry the Usurper, meanwhile, has proposed a budget that would push revenue to 20% of gross domestic product by the end of the decade and announced a proposal April the 13th that would raise that number even higher. Of course, I saw an article on Bloomberg earlier, Ralph Nader, out writing, talking about how confident he is that Barry the Usurper will win re-election. Maybe that's why they're posting this long-form birth certificate on the White House website. Maybe it's true. Maybe that question has been solved. I don't know. In an economy projected to reach about $24 trillion by the end of the decade, call that an economy, each percentage point represents $240 billion. That means Obama and some Republicans in Congress are more than $700 billion apart. $700 billion a year apart. That's about the military budget. The gap represents divergent visions of the size, the scope, and the role of government. Here's a quote. I think at the center of this country is that they don't want any tax increases, Representative Tom Price of Georgia, chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, told reporters April the 12th. They recognize that the government spends too much, and it is time to get government spending under control. Well, well said there, Tom. I would have to agree with you. Here's another one. Again, off the Bloomberg website, this time, Julie Hirschfield Davis writing, Senator Mark Warner, that guy used to play football or something, Senator Mark Warner said his bipartisan group of six senators working to strike a deal to cut the national debt is considering a plan to slash $3 in federal spending for every $1 of tax revenue. This is a 3-to-1 deal here. Slash $3 in federal spending for every dollar of tax revenue it raises. Well, that would be a laudatory. Well, the emerging proposal by the so-called Gang of Six, the Gang of Six, I don't know whether these are just insane children and adolescents or whether this is truly just the mob speaking here, but they got a Gang of Six going, won't increase tax rates. The Virginia Democrat said it will include scrapping some tax breaks and limiting others, such as shrinking to $500,000 from $1 million, the size of mortgages on which interest payments can be written off, or scaling back deductions for charitable giving. I mean, they're going to track you right on down. As house prices continue to fall and continue to fall, the write-off will follow you right back down to $500,000, okay? No change. Ain't no change. Will be no change. The details of the plan, still under negotiation and being drafted for relief as early as next week, according to a person familiar with the talk standing behind the curtain speaking in anonymity, they are scarce given the group's secretive discussions. Yet Warner said it will involve spending cuts on health care, defense, agriculture, domestic programs, along with changes to Medicare, Medicaid, and...
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
That certainly exhausted my interest in the daily news. So anyway, let's just drop that and go on back to the things we were discussing yesterday. Pick up something with a little bit more intellectual savvy to it. Certainly more savory. But back to our discussion. You know, yesterday I left off. We were going through an outline for a course structure put out by the American Planning Association, planning for a disaster-resistant community. Now, as the rain clouds darken over my head, the sky becomes pea green. And I keep wondering one of the next 300 tornadoes is going to walk across my house. But anyway, this planning for a disaster-resistant community core structure. And what this basically is a workshop to dialogue local elected officials and the unappointed boards and Soviet councils into an agreement with the Federal Emergency Management Agency so they can create a hazard mitigation planning system in your county. All right? And so we've gone through the process, basically providing an overview of the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000. You can go back and look at that, DMA 2000, and its regulations, and discussing the purpose of the planning process. And so the conference here that they have laid out for us, ends on this wise, understanding the process, a mitigation planning exercise. All right? These are the words. I'm taking it right from the real deal here, folks. I'm not making any of this stuff up, like the birth certificate is. Anyway, understanding the process, a mitigation planning exercise. Purpose, provide the participants with an opportunity to apply the information learned throughout the day in a breakout group setting. A breakout group setting. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever followed the county commissioner's training thing. They all of them, you know, the governors have a group, the mayors have groups, The county clerks have groups, the election authorities, they have groups, and so do the county commissioners. All right, everybody's got these little things going on. So when somebody gets elected to a county commissioner, certainly here in Missouri, off they go to the County Commissioners Association, and they have their training sessions, and I've gotten copies of the agendas and some of the training materials from those training sessions from people who have been elected recently to the county commission. And it's amazing that they have the FEMA representative so boldly featured in those meetings. This is the breaching the gap, if you will, between county government and federal government, having FEMA come in and dialogue these folks to consensus. But again, they're going to go into a breakout group setting. Now, the way that they organize this is that no one individual could attend all the sessions, so you always have to choose. In other words, you're not going to get all of the information. You won't get all of the material. You'll have to choose, pick and choose between the breakout sessions, because they always seem to have more breakout sessions than any one individual could attend at any one time. But they break up the group, and that's a good way of going about it. To better understand the challenges of integrating mitigation planning into comprehensive planning. So even though they'll never tell you that what they're doing is comprehensive planning and zoning, and they will deny it and just deny it and deny it, what they actually are doing with this idea of integrating mitigation planning, they are actually creating comprehensive planning and zoning in your county. And see how they can modify how they presently do their jobs to incorporate hazard mitigation planning. Part of that modifying how they do their jobs to incorporate the hazard mitigation planning is basically just adding more tasks to their day. And so whenever you add more tasks to your workday, something's got to give. And so the emphasis then shifts from conducting the ordinary affairs of the county the way that it's been done in the past to this new way of doing things, which is always the promotion of this culture of safety, the pre-disaster planning, post-disaster reconstruction. Even on the alternative news, we are, you know, in the media, here on the internet, even here on Oracle, you just can't get away from all of the storage food, ads and things like that. Everybody's planning, you know, they've got their seed banks and they've got their this and they've got their that. This all flows from the same energy, all of it. It goes all the way back to the days of the civil defense, you know, where people were putting together their little, you know, atomic bomb storm shelters or, you know, shelters down in the basement, you know, barricading themselves in with sandbags and teaching the children to, you know, hide under their desks and all of that nonsense. Well, FEMA just never changes. An old dog won't change its tricks, right? But anyway, continuing. It says then, an understanding of a process that can be used in their communities, hazard identification and analysis. And they're going to spend 20 minutes on that. Plan and mitigation strategy development, 30 minutes on that. And then implementation, another 20 minutes on that. So bingo bango, there goes another hour of their day. Evaluation and certificates. Evaluations of the APA steps and then certificates of completion. So everybody gets their little certificate or their PLAC or their award, all right? And then when they get back to town, because they got subsidized by you, the taxpayer, for traveling away to the state capitol, probably, to go through this process, they and or to Washington, D.C., or a FEMA headquarters someplace, some of these, you know, fusion centers, or, I don't know, sometimes they go to Chanchero, you know, one of these great hotels, the conference center, and they go through this process. Then everybody gets their little certificate. Now, all they've done is gone through a one-day session. But when they come back, they are the local expert. That way they can be the experts that say. And this is some of the things that they take home with them from these meetings. They take along a planning for a disaster-resistant community workbook, which I have a copy of, by the way, the DMA2K, DMA 2000 summary, a plan framework for an integrated comprehensive plan, process, and documents. See, this is planning and zoning coming in. You thought it was mitigation, disaster mitigation. You thought this was something that the first responders, you know, your firemen and your ambulance chasers and all those guys were doing. No. No, this is bigger than that. This is transforming your relationship with property and transforming the way that you relate to county government. Websites and other sources for continuing education on the topic, and there's a bunch of that. And then other relevant documents. And one of those, of course, is going to be a floodplain administrator. Someone has to become the floodplain administrator. Sometimes it's your county clerk. Sometimes it's someone else within the system. So again, back to this Agenda 21, the big book. And you can get a copy of this for yourself. At least you used to be able to get a copy of this for yourself directly from the United Nations publications, unp.un.org. It is sales number E.93.I11. I'll say that again while you grab your pencil. E.93.I.11. And if you want to get a copy of that for yourself and you didn't quite get that, you don't have internet-connected computer, well, send me a letter. Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, and I'll be sure and send you that entrance information. Going back, developing pre-disaster planning. So now we can see how this pre-disaster planning gets developed. We're actually implementing Agenda 21, Sections 7.59, Section 7.55, Section 7.61, etc. And here it continues. Pre-disaster planning should form an integral part of human settlement planning in all countries. You think, my God, what are we doing? You know, well, when you sign up for Agenda 21, which they all did, this becomes a treaty. And, of course, you know from the Constitution that the treaties become the highest law of the land. We've got to do this. Otherwise, we're in violation of a treaty. That doesn't stop Israel, of course. They never sign up on any of these United Nations things anyway. They create the United Nations, and they turn around and they never use it. But it doesn't apply to the chosen people. It only applies to the goyim, right? The cattle, right? Anyway, so continuing, pre-disaster planning should form an integral part of human settlement planning in all countries, and the following should be included. So it's all coulda, woulda, and shoulda, but it will be included, as we've just seen. Undertake complete multi-hazard research into risk and vulnerability of human settlements and settlement infrastructure, including water, sewage, communications, transportation networks, as one type of risk reduction may increase vulnerability to another. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. But so we can see that this is direct. This is a direct transfer. On the one hand, you have the American Planning Association working in tandem with Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and your state emergency management agency, and your county's emergency management center, which is also known as your enhanced 911 bunker. And they're all working towards the implementation of what? United Nations Program of Action for the 21st Century Sustainable Development. Proven beyond any shadow of a doubt from their own documents, okay? Developing methodologies for determining risk and vulnerability within specific human settlements, all right? And incorporating risk and vulnerability reduction into human settlement planning and management processes. So in case your town is not already zoned and you don't already have a comprehensive plan, this all opens the door to planning and zoning. Let's say that you happen to have, like we do here in a little town near me, Cassville, you have a little creek that flows through it. Well, that little creek that flows through it is a disaster hazard waiting to happen. We'll find out more about that right after this. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So let me just give you a couple of quotes here in the first segment. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. You know, so this is what we're trying to do here, become vocal local, our little internet homeschool classroom. We're not interested in taking away your power or destroying you or freaking you out or, you know, getting you all fidgety and stuff like that. No, not at all. Not at all. All right, empower you as best we can with the education that you need so that you can understand what's happening around you. Now, you know, you're going to continue to hear more and more and more about the end times. And boy, look out, you know, the Anunnaki are here. We've got, you know, dwarfs, we've got aliens, we've got UFOs, we've got all this time development stuff going on all around us. But at the same time, these plans, these agendas just keep moving forward. Now, either the people that have the greatest wealth on this planet are totally confused and completely in the dark about what we know on the internet with the tinfoil hat crowd, or the tinfoil hat crowd is part of the agenda. They're trying to get you agitated, trying to keep you frustrated. And so if you listen to the advertisements, we just heard one during the break, you know, get your seeds, get your water filtered, all those sorts of things. You'll hear about it all the time, and we've been hearing about it more and more often, even with the roll-up to, you know, Y2K. But it's all the same thing. What is it? Well, it's the promotion of a culture of safety. It's the development of a safety cult. And there's a lot of money to be made in it. You know, this coming May the 14th and 15th in Springfield, there's going to be one of these preparedness seminars, you know, and John Moore is going to be there, and he's going to tell everybody how to use a handy-talkie again, you know. But they do that sort of thing all the time. It's not a gun show. They're going to sell all kinds of stuff there. But anyway, here's another one. Town government. This is by Thomas Jefferson. He said, quote, "These wards, called townships in New England, are the vital principle of their governments and have proved themselves the wisest invention ever devised by the wit of man for the perfect exercise of self-government and for its preservation." And so just drawing from that, if nothing else, we can understand the wisdom, the idea of becoming vocal local and beginning right where you are, establishing local voting precinct groups. This is a township, some wards. You know, Thomas Jefferson, these wards, called townships in New England, are the vital principle in their governments. Right? So getting started right where you are and developing a precinct group right near you, right now. Don't wait, now. Get that started and help others to get local voting precinct groups organized in their voting precincts. You are not familiar with the voting precinct. You don't know that it's a political subdivision. You're not aware of the boundaries. Well, take out your voter's registration card, and many of you still vote, and look on it, and it'll give you the name. You can stop in at your county clerk's office or call them up and ask for a Xerox copy of a map that depicts the boundaries, the total area, the boundary of your local voting precinct. It actually defines terra firma, a spot on ground. All right, now, in a highly dense place like in Brooklyn, for instance, it may be a city block or two. It's all based on population density. In the country, it might be huge, many square miles. So you need to find out where your voting precinct is, first of all, and what are the bounds, the meets and bounds of the voting precinct in your county. And then every county in America, basically, some deviation in the words and terminology, but it's substantially the same. Every county in America is broken up into voting precincts based on demographics, population, and the entire county government begins at this vital level. Right? And so we can spend our time wisely by coming back in, centering right where we are, because we have a lot of work to do in the next 3 years. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. A big shout-out again in the second hour to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Folks, it's getting out there. You can always use your help, too. Let other people know about this broadcast and this network, please, if you would. Or you can call in throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065, talking about sustainable development here in the second hour. First hour went through a bunch of news and other related materials. But just started back into our discussion, continuing where we left off yesterday, as to regards FEMA's involvement in the implementation of this United Nations Agenda 21, how it's coming on you and at you. And I started out a little bit about the precinct system again, especially when we can understand Thomas Jefferson's wise words when he says that these wards, called townships in New England, remember the old town hall meetings? Right, that's the idea, are the vital principle of their governments. And they have proved themselves the wisest invention ever devised by the wit of man for the perfect exercise of self-government and for its preservation. And so whether you call them committees of safety or whatever, committees of your correspondence or whatever, I just prefer to call them what they are. They're local voting precincts. They have a specific boundary today. We have county committee men and county committee women for all of the established political parties being elected to represent their constituents in those areas. And if we got busy today, we would be able to start and have a very well-organized precinct-by-precinct county system of political activation and awareness all across our counties just in time for the election cycle coming up in 2012. All right? Here's a little bit more, and this is in regards to the difference between the European deployment and American deployment. The idea, the wisdom that Thomas Paine advanced when he was looking at what the colonists were facing at the time of the Constitutional Convention, the Revolution, I should say, the War for Independence, looking at what we actually had from a landmass standpoint, we already knew the extent of the North American continent fairly well. Didn't quite know about the Arctic Circle and whatnot yet, at least not everybody did. But they certainly knew that it was going to go from the Atlantic Ocean to, ultimately, the Pacific Ocean. And in a situation like that, there was no way that any rational person could ever think of a democracy on that wise. And what Paine said was that our system must be continental, not provincial. Not provincial, right? Must be continental in scope, because we were dealing with the North American continent. And then Thomas Jefferson went on to say this: these little republics, in other words, the colonies and the states thereafter, each of them little republics, these little republics would be the main strength of the great one. We owe to them the vigor given to our revolution in its commencement in the eastern states. All right? But at the same time, these republics, each of the several states, are divided up into counties. These are much the same as little republics. And then each of the counties are subdivided again into voting precincts or townships and wards, which themselves are like little republics. So we have a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government underlying everything that we do in government today. And as we've talked about before, and I'm certainly learning more about it on a daily basis, there is it exists this obfuscation between the state, which is that flesh and blood man on the land, standing on the soil, terra firma, and this state, which is the legal overlay. And we're going to find out more about that as we start to come back now, finally, after a couple of months, and begin closing in the gap on our discussion of just what is legal positivism. And legal positivism in American jurisprudence, a book that we started some months back, written by Anthony Seebach. And we're going to continue with that in the days ahead. But back to our discussion here again, out of the American Planning Association and the United Nations Agenda 21, the book. The book. And I highly recommend that you get the book, so that when you do go out and about and you do meet with your county commissioners, or tomorrow night we're going to have an Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting here in Berry County. But on those nights and those days when you do get together and you get out and about talking, you can take the book with you and show it to people so that they know that you're just not some conspiracy theorist. It's a 294-page manual. It's the program of action for the 21st century. Implementing sustainable development. It's happening all around you. Continuing now, back to the text of it. It says, further developing and disseminating information on disaster-resistant building materials and construction technologies for buildings and public works in general. Look how much ink now is being shed or spread, and paper and time on the internet and radio, about, you know, Fukushima, Daiichi. And General Electric and their plans for nuclear, you know, plants, the nuclear power plant. I mean, people in America, around America, are getting to know more about nuclear power plants than at any time in their past. All right, and what's it all based on? Disaster resistant construction methods. So people will cry out. They'll cry out for government to insist that we build safe nuclear reactors that are going to be disaster resistant. And they'll meet all of the new codes, you know, and rules and regulations and statutes and permits and licenses. So developing training programs for contractors and builders. Again, I'm reading right out of you in Agenda 21. Developing training programs for contractors and builders on disaster resistance construction methods. I mean, we're right out there to the, you know, your local county extension office. We're right out there to your Votech teacher in high school showing you how to weld and how to you do carpentry and masonry to be disaster resistant. Some programs should be directed particularly to small enterprises, which build the great majority of houses and other small buildings in the developing countries. Can't tell you how often in the last year I've seen advertisements, now especially, coming on us and at us more and more, about how important it is to take all of the wiring out of your house, of course that's good old copper wire, and then rewire your house and bring it up to the new International Code Council's body of model codes and acts, especially their electrical wiring codes. All right? And it's even made more important because unless they find that your house is up to snuff, they may not stick the smart meter on your house. You may not have the ability to occupy a property unless the electricity is coming up to snuff. Now, I can read you right out of last week's newspaper a couple of articles like that, where somebody wanted to come in and put a water heater replacement, and the local building guy said, nope, this is substandard wiring, you'll have to rewire the house. Wow. Hello, look out. Whose house is it? Continuing, again, some programs should be directed particularly to small enterprises. These are all these houses that are there. Look what they're doing up in Detroit. They're remodeling with a John Deere tractor. They're remodeling Caterpillar bulldozer.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Back to our discussion once again in regards to Agenda 21, and I know some of you may not understand what I'm saying, may think it's rather distant, but it really impacts you right where you live, right? So do follow along if you would, please. Anyway, get back to this section here. Again, it says developing training programs for contractors and builders on disaster-resistant construction methods. This is the implementation of the ICC, International Code Council. I think it's iccsafe.org, iccsafe.org. These people have developed, this is James Lee Witt, was the former director of that. He was a former director of FEMA, and he came over and was the CEO of this new code council that was set up, and they're developing model codes and model acts to be spread all across North America and probably around the world, all right? So it's takes a whole new, it's an order of magnitude above just your regular conversation when we realize that every bit of our lives are being laid out for us by these planners and the American Planning Association. These are the guys that dress up in the chinos and the izods. It's coming on us and at us through them. They are the vehicle. They're the change agents. All right? Be aware of that. But again, it should also, some programs should be directed particularly to the small enterprises, which build the great majority of the housing and other small buildings in the developing countries. Of course, we're now a developing country, as well as to the rural populations. So this is how you come out through all the rural Missouri. I've got their co-op newspaper right in front of me here. And we start getting this idea salted in, inculcated amongst us, that the way we used to do things in the past we'll no longer do, and we're going to have to upgrade to the CFL bulbs. And we're going to have to change out our old electrical systems where we had that terrible, fuse box on the wall in our shop building or our milk barn, a fuse box. Oh, gasp, not fuses. Hey, look, they work for 100 years. It still works, too, by the way, if you maintain them, keep the fuses up to date. Stop putting pennies behind your fuses, honey, and just get a new fuse, you know. But even today, it's getting more and more difficult to even find fuses. They want you to take those out and put in breaker boxes. But when you take out a fuse box and put in a breaker box, typically the building code will require that you have to you have to update all the wiring in the building. If you happen to have two prong outlets instead of three, if you don't have ground fault circuit interruption on the circuits, all these things could be a disaster for you, all right, in the making. And they want to eliminate that. And why? Because behind the scenes you have the insurance companies. And the insurance companies want to mitigate or reduce repetitive loss claims. So they're driving the agenda on this one, all right? Be aware of that. And so they try and tell it's all for your safety. But, the development of a culture of safety is not really for your safety. It's for someone else's. But continuing, again, they're pointing again as well as to the rural populations, which build their own houses. Oh, God forbid, you shouldn't build your own house. You shouldn't be able to build your own hobbit hole. You shouldn't be able to put up your own thatched roof, house on stilts if you live in Zimbabwe or Togo or Lesotho. No. You should have to have one of these $250,000 homes. Of course, now there's a move towards smaller homes. So you'll still have to pay the same kind of money for it because all of these new energy efficient, four-star energy efficient appliances and all of the new codes will so drive up the cost per square foot that you'll still have that same $200,000 price tag, but it'll now be on a $550 unit or 550 square foot unit. Continuing. Developing procedures and practices to enable local communities to receive information about hazardous installations or situations in these areas. What's that all about? These are the code enforcement officers developing procedures and practices to enable local communities to receive information. Well, that sounds like, why, that sounds like the dike. If you see something, say something, right? If you see something, say something. So they teach the little ones in school to be spies, little eco-Nazis, and they come home and they spy all around the house. You don't think they do? You don't think they do? Here, just for kids, Buddy Bear's page of games, puzzles, fun, and other stuff. And here's Bear Wires, The Adventures of Buddy Bear. All right, this cartoon strip in the Rural Missouri Co-op. You can find it at www.ruralmissouri.coop, C-O-O-P. All right? And here it is. Yes, my experiments work. It actually works. Ding dong. Hi, Professor. We're here to promote National Electric Safety Month. This is little Buddy Bear here. I couldn't help but to notice several misuses of electricity in your little evil laboratory here. You know? I couldn't help but notice several misuses. You just see the little ones there sitting on the floor, you know, coloring pens and, you know, crayons in hand. I couldn't help but notice several misuses of electricity in your little evil laboratory here. Might I recommend replacing all of your aged wiring? I also see a serious overuse of power strips and extension cords. To avoid fire or electrocution, please install ground fault circuit interrupters in your wall outlets and take down all that metal stuff near the power lines. This is little Bear Wires, The Adventures of Buddy Bear, a cartoon strip in the Rural Missouri. Right? Think I'm kidding? Not. Anyway, let's go on through it a little bit further. Develop training programs for emergency site managers. Developing training programs for emergency site managers, non-governmental organizations, and community groups, which cover all aspects of disaster mitigation, including urban search and rescue, emergency communications, early warning techniques, and pre-disaster planning. That also includes your ministers. They'll be the ones that will be coming around, knock, 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 urging you to turn in your guns, like they did down in Katrina, urging you to turn in your guns. Right? Using the clergy, you know, our 501c3, they're basically agents of the state at that point, working clandestinely for that private corporation, Internal Revenue Service. But there they are, with a license, permitted, and they're out in the community. So the urban search and rescue, emergency communications, early warning techniques, and pre-disaster planning. Now, if you were to type any of those words into a search, including your town name or your city's name or your county name, why, you just have a whole bunch of stuff to look at because it's all around you, even if you're not aware of it. Last, again, developing procedures and practices to enable local communities to receive information about hazardous installations or situations in these areas and facilitate their participation in early warning and disaster abatement and response procedures and plans. What's disaster abatement? That means that if you happen to live in a little creek bottom there and it floods, or your front yard consistently fills up with water when you get a heavy rain like we've had for days and days and days here, or if you happen to live down in Poplar Bluff and you got a dike or a levee that's about to blow out from the local stream, all right? This is disaster abatement time and response procedures and plans. There's a lot going on here, folks, and there's a lot of money behind it. Preparing action plans for the reconstruction of settlements. Action plans for the reconstruction of settlements, especially the reconstruction of community lifelines. Community lifelines. Water, sewer, power, internet, all those sorts of infrastructures. Bridges and things. Preparing action plans. So it's happening. It's happening in a town near you.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, back to what we've been discussing here for so long this morning and yesterday as well. I hope you're following along in this discussion because so much of what I'm sharing with you is actually happening in a town right near you. You might be tempted. Here's an advertisement out of the local newspaper. You might be tempted to keep plugging in devices and appliances until all the outlets in that power strip are full. But you should know that power strip or adapter does not increase the capacity of the wires in the wall or the circuit. An overloaded circuit can become a fire hazard. Be aware of how much electricity is being drawn by the combination of appliances connected to a power strip or adapter and limit the number of items connected to avoid overloading the circuit. And then it goes on right below this is a half-page advertisement. You could qualify for OACAC's free weatherization program. Well, if you think there's a free lunch, Dorothy, you're sadly mistaken. This is all being financed, you'll see down below. Funds are made possible through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the ARRA, and the Transform Missouri Initiative, which are administered by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources Division of Energy. So it's a state program, it's a federal program, and it's an international program, all wrapped up in one in this little part of southwest Missouri. Okay? But that's not all. Recently, we told you about the elections. Shared with you on the municipal elections that there were several small towns in this area where mayorships were given away for 7, 8, 9 votes. That's all they got, 7, 8, or 9 votes, and yet these people became mayors, all right? Well, here's an article, not an article, but an advertisement. You might find one of these in your local newspaper, too, if you're following along and watching your newspapers carefully. City clerk for the city of Cassville. This is an advertisement. The city of Cassville, Missouri, is accepting applications for the position of city clerk. Now, city clerk is a very important entity in your town government, all right? Some city clerks go on and on and on and on and on through patronage, tenure, etc. They survive one after the next mayor. But listen now, the city clerk is responsible for maintaining all records and proceedings of Cassville's Board of Aldermen, properly keeping all records and papers belonging to the city in accordance with state laws and city ordinances, is the general accountant of the city, manages the city's human resources, recruitment, training, and records, administers official oaths and others oaths to persons certifying to demands or claims against the city, and performs other duties as assigned. The city clerk is appointed by and reports to the mayor and the city council. Day-to-day duties are supervised by the city administrator. And then it goes on, the salary range, $35,000 to $40,000, depending on qualifications, with excellent benefits. Education, experience, and qualifications requirements include a bachelor's degree in accounting, business administration, or a related field with a strong accounting background, blah, 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 and it goes on. But here's an opportunity. Someone with just a little bit of initiative could simply have come in, run, and won for an office of mayor in a small town. Then you can fire the old city clerk, and now all of a sudden, the deck has been shuffled. Now all of a sudden, the power has shifted. And this is an opportunity for you, right where you are, to begin blocking the globalist initiatives that come on us and at us, and do a great service to all of the people where you live. Now, here is another one. This is the regulation, standard, and specifications for the subdivision, conveyance, development, and improvement of unincorporated land in Benton County, Arkansas, revised in 2005, called the Yellow Book. But here we find, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Benton, State of Arkansas, an emergency ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to create the county planning board to establish the role of planning in county affairs and administer the state's board activities. Creation of a county planning board. There's hereby created a county planning board. Such board is created pursuant to the provisions in the general laws of the state of Arkansas, and it goes on. Provided for the termination of county planning boards no later than July of 1978, unless such a board was created and reorganized by the quorum court, and so on and so forth. Membership terms and appointment. Said board shall consist of 7 members appointed by the judge and confirmed by the quorum court. It is requested that the county judge advertise for applications for any open positions and submit names to the quorum court personnel. So if you want to be involved here at the county level in planning, you need to keep your eyes peeled. Now, these appointments are rarely ever advertised. This is always done by vest pocket. So you already have to have your name on the list and be going to these meetings and make sure that if somebody says, well, you know, we've had a death in the family, I'm going to have to step down from the board, that you put your hand up immediately and ask to be considered for appointment. At least 1/3 of the members shall not hold any other elective office. So at least 1/3 of the members shall not, but 2/3 shall. And this is another one of these little chokeholds that they got on you. Or appointment, except membership on a municipal or joint planning commission or a zoning board of adjustment. The term of each board, now these boards of adjustments, a lot of times your local lawyers are on that. Sometimes your local bankers are on the boards of adjustment. This is adjusting the value of your taxes, by the way. The term of each board member shall be for a period of 4 years. 4 years. Officers, rules, and procedures. But again, I just share with you that in Section 9 of this ordinance, it says that it is hereby determined that the creation of a county planning board will meet a public emergency affecting the safety and property of the people of Benton County. Therefore, an emergency is hereby declared to exist. Okay? So you can go back and take a look at some of the stuff that's, you know, happened in the back. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all right, 32nd president, 32nd degree president, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and the nation calls for action, and action now. Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a new deal for the United States. From Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic, he asked for broad executive powers, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. And Congress complied. Presidentially enacted, initiated, or sponsored collectively, this was known as the New Deal. We've been under virtual state of emergency ever since. And this is how these things come on us and at us. We can undo these, but we have to be in the game. Now back to the American Planning Association, Safe Growth. This is from a symposium. What is safe growth? The goal. Now, you talk to these county commissioners and county committee men and planners, and you talk about goals, coming on us and at us from the international community. They'll deny that our goals exist. At least the ones that I've talked to, they will deny goals exist. But the goal of safe growth is to build environments that are safe for current and future generations and to protect buildings, transportation, utilities, and the natural environment from damage. And we should always read there from damage from man. Safe growth is the next current APA super topic, and a variety of safe growth events and products will be developed over the next several months. And that ought to frighten you, you know, just get stiff. At the 2004 AICP symposium, speakers explored aspects of safe growth all the way from routine hazards such as pedestrian vehicle conflicts and unhealthy buildings, that might be your house, to sudden disasters. Again, go to the Brundtland Report, Our Common Future, released during the 1987 United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development. We find these words. We're talking here about safe growth. Well, what is sustainable development? Development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. All right? And so, again, what's the goal of safe growth? To build environments that are safe for current and future generations. You see how safe growth and sustainable development are synonymous. Continuing, Safe Growth America Checklist introduced. Also at the symposium, the American Planning Association introduced the Safe Growth America Checklist, which enabled citizens to evaluate the safety levels of their neighborhoods from various risks and hazards. I'm telling you, the eco-Nazis are everywhere. Okay? They're everywhere. Also, at the continuing, the checklist was developed by AICP to provide a comprehensive approach to neighborhood safety. It asks a series of questions to help identify unsafe features or aspects of a neighborhood, from poor street lighting and damaged sidewalks to rundown or vacant buildings and the lack of recreational facilities. I wonder what my neighbors think of my house. Would they say this is a rundown building? Would they intimate that it's vacant just because they never see a light on in it? Maybe. I'm not a vampire. I just don't burn lights like, you know, some kind of a Christmas tree over here. Anyway, it continues. It examines neighborhood safety for all users, pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, transit riders, and persons with disabilities, as well as ways communities can encourage healthy living and mitigate natural disasters. There's an ongoing feud here locally, small town America, an ongoing feud between people who have dogs and people who don't have dogs. Some people are morbidly afraid of a dog. I don't know why. Perhaps they were raised poorly. But anyway, they don't seem to be able to say, sit, stay, and get a dog to do it because they're weenies. But they want government protection, and they're likely going to get it.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, taking a look at sustainable development today, going deeper and deeper and deeper into the matrix. The rabbit hole just never seems to end. But as I've been trying to draw out this morning as well, is this connection between FEMA and the United Nations Agenda 21 and your local elected officials and your states. You know, there is SEMA. There's FEMA, then there's SEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and then your state emergency management agency. And then you have a county emergency management director and a floodplain coordinator, et cetera, et cetera. The building department. How does the building department figure in on all this? Well, we just shared with you that safe growth is basically the implementation of Agenda 21. This is right from the American Planning Association. Well, let's jump forward again and look at the International Code Council. Now, I can assure you that it took lots and lots and lots of time and lots of reading to connect these dots that I'm sharing with you today. I went through all this research to finally start putting together this matrix that let me know how this was happening and why we needed to go back right down to the local voting precinct level again and restart our system right where we are and in a New York minute and get it done, because we can make major changes locally if we will but try. Here we go now. ICC Online, Codes and Standards, it's iccsafe.org, iccsafe.org, www, all right? It's right off their website. People helping people building a safer world. This is their banner at the top. People helping people build a safer world. Obviously, this is safe building, safe communities, the promotion of a culture of safety. A safety cult. Contracts, consulting, and technical resources through partnerships with the private sector. Now, here we are, public-private partnerships. All right, this came out on August the 20th of 2006. at 12:03 a.m., my printer said. 2006, been on this a little while. Through partnerships with the private sector, national laboratories, federal, state, and local governments, ICC's contract and consulting services are offered on behalf of the ICC membership, you got to be a member, for the betterment of the building safety profession. Building safety profession. These are your code enforcement people. All right? Let's go back to the revelation just quickly. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism, which we're finding out more about, and the natural law. The laws of nature, nature's God, you know. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all that Declaration of Independence stuff. Right? There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism, whatever the prince says as a force and effect of law, and natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state, this state, the rise of the statism, the state, you could also say this state, has arrogated, in other words, it's taken, arrogated unto itself, the state, this legal fiction, arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. The betterment of the building safety profession, these change agents that work within the community, preying upon you, extracting tax money, monies right out of your pocket, taking you off your land, separating. What do we understand about property? A man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. And that freedom can best be defined by Andrew Columbus as 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And the corollary, obviously, 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of your time. But unfortunately, these buttards, sometimes working for the same kind of money that you could get at Mickey D's, constructing hamburgers and fries, these people don't understand this, that we do about property and how important it is in a free people. For information on how ICC's contract or consulting services can add value to your specific needs, that's value added, you know, and special studies, call 1-888-ICC-SAFE. 1-888-ICC-SAFE. Now, here are some of the things that they offer, the products that they offer. The ICC Building Department Operations Audit Services. That's right. An ICC BDOA evaluates and highlights where resources can be applied to improve building department performances compared to jurisdictions with similar code platforms and attributes codified. Statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Ever tried to build a shed out in your backyard in America? You need to have an architect these days. Illinois Engineering Code, Training and Implementation Program, preparing the Illinois construction and regulatory communities for adoption of the 2000 International Energy Conservation Code. Here's another one. Improving hydrogen safety and technology recognition in the international codes. Why are they talking about hydrogen safety in 2006? Is this a prelude to the hydrogen cars and buses operative in Europe and many other places, even here in the United States? Hydrogen? Improving hydrogen safety? Improving the accessibility of buildings for people with disabilities. Boy, commercial building that doesn't meet all of the disabilities codes, you know. You'd be in trouble there. Tools. Here's another one. Alternative complex designs and performance codes. Complex designs, you know, like the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Complex designs and performance codes. These walls all need to blow out whenever Dick Cheney nods his head to the left, right? Anyway, attend training to learn about the codes, the standards, and the laws that address fair housing. Capital F, capital H, fair housing. Like fair trade. Like best practices. And the accessibility of buildings. And it continues. Alternative complex designs, background regarding performance codes going down. And here, corporate consulting resumes. the U.S., and there's several listed, the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. What are all these doing in a building codes website? Well, obviously, the Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development are all involved in your house. The Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, the Office of Regulatory Affairs and Manufactured Housing, the Office of Policy Development and Research. These people are all involved in the building community where you live. Building Department Operations Audits. General and targeted technical support for new and emerging building safety policy. Technology acceptance planning for building technology proponents and special codes and standards. Well, let's look at those special codes and standards. You don't think that there's money to be made in this? Here's the Arkansas Mechanical Code. You can buy one volume at $71, but if you're a member, you can buy one volume at $56.75. Now, you can't run a building department with only one code volume. You're going to have several code volumes for all of the various enforcement officers, and you're going to have a set available at the front desk so they can be reviewed by contractors when they come in, and so on and so forth. Then they have the Arkansas Plumbing Code. That's $56. Then there's the Arkansas Fire Prevention Code, which is a three-volume set for $168. Then they have the Arkansas Revision Package for Fire, Building, and Residential. Those are $28. The Arkansas Energy Code for New Building Construction, they're each $8 apiece. Then they have the Arkansas Fuel Gas Code, and that's $35. And that's just the short list. Now, there are 3,066 counties all across America. There are 177,000 local voting precincts. I don't know how many cities and towns there are all across America. But as they implement these codes from the Atlantic Ocean and to the Pacific Ocean, all of these various towns and all of these various counties and all of these various states would have to buy these products, because this is now coming in on under law and statute, all right, that these have been adopted by the states. And if you doubt that, just go to your state name and then type in their International Code Council, Model Codes and Acts, and you'll find that they've implemented most of them, or you can just quickly go to the ICC's website themselves and look in at one of the banners up at the top there, and that would be, which one of the banners? It's very difficult to read these, but you can find it right on the top for, I think it's called Governmental Affairs or something like that, and you can look at PDF files and Excel charts and find out how many of these codes your town has implemented. Wow. Well, that was a lot to say in 2 hours. Said it, though. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.